Blog Talk Radio.
Oh,
praise the Lord, saints. And I hope everyone enjoyed their holiday, which was Memorial Day. We truly enjoyed. We was out of town. but we came back on Friday. Praises of Emmanuel Ministries would like to welcome you, our Pastor Bishop Emmanuel Taylor, and the entire Praises of Emmanuel Ministries family. We are here with open arms, a loving heart, and a giving spirit. If you are without a church home or seeking salvation, please know that our doors and our hearts are always open for you. We welcome you once, we welcome you twice, we welcome you three times in Christ. God bless. I will turn the mic over to Sister Tazara to bring you the scripture forward. God bless.
Yes, missionary, I don't see Tazara with us this morning. And so if you want, you can find the scripture to read, and I'll come back with you in a few minutes. Okay,
amen.
And then I'll come back with you. All right, we just want to wish everyone, amen, a wonderful, blessed day. May the Lord continue to bless you from the crown of your head to the very soles of your feet. And I am your radio pastor, Bishop Emmanuel Taylor, Praises of Emmanuel Ministries. Amen. And we're all about letting your light shine. We are into the study of the divine principles of the Bible. And my job is to teach you how to apply those principles into your daily lives. And that's bringing church right into the comfort of your home. I am aware that there are those who are not just able to get out and go to a customary church where they can sit and listen to the messages. It's very important to hear the word of God, and we understand that. And so that is why, amen, that we deliver our messages through the internet radio station. And it truly has been a blessing to me. I'm sure that it also has been a blessing to you. It is important to me, amen, to know that everyone is truly being blessed. Amen. And when I mean by being blessed, you know, usually when we talk about blessings, we think about monetary blessings. There's nothing wrong with money. However, if you had all the money in the world and didn't have your health, what good would it be? And so it's important to have a good portion of health. If you have that, you are truly rich. Hallelujah. If you have peace of mind, you are rich. If you can laugh, amen, and you feel with the joy of the Lord, you are rich. Hallelujah. And this is the richness and the blessings that I'm speaking of. The money will come later. Amen. But the scripture says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness. And then, amen, after you, amen, seek the righteousness of God, then all these other things, amen, would be added unto you. So, hallelujah, this is my job, this is my commission that the Lord has given me, is to teach. Amen. Amen. So that is what we are doing. We are teaching. So I see that we do have Sister Tazara on the air, and just going to give a few minutes. I'm going to pray right now, and then I'll bring Sister Tazara on for the reading of the scriptures, giving her time, amen, to find the scripture. And soon I'm going to turn that prayer over to someone else, amen. Hallelujah. I believe in, amen, and how can you say, dividing out, amen, work in the church, amen. I can't do it all. And that's what church is all about, amen, is sharing and being able to utilize, amen, your gifts, amen. So I'm going to start in prayer, and then Sister Zara will bring the scripture today, and then from there I will bring our lesson for today. Heavenly Father, thank you, dear Lord, for helping us to come home safely from our trip, dear Lord. We do not take it for granted. We know that it's not just the pilots that keep that airplane, amen, in the air. We know that it is really you. It is your hand that kept us without danger, amen, as we traveled, amen, through space of time, amen. So we just thank you for bringing us there safely and bringing us back home. There's no place like home. So I thank you, Father, in Jesus' name, amen. All right, so we're going to say good morning to Sister Tazera. How are you?
How are you, Bishop Taylor and Sister Taylor? And I'm glad that you all are back from y'all.
Thank you.
Vacation and safely home. And I do want to thank y'all for letting me go with y'all. Because I communicated with y'all every day. And it was just like y'all was right here with me, or I was right there with you all. And I just thank you. And something is telling me to read Psalm 23 today. I don't know why, but the Lord is my shepherd, so that's what I want to read today.
Amen.
The Lord is my shepherd. I have everything I need. He leads me, he let me rest in the field of green grass. He leads me in a quiet pool of fresh water. He gives me a new strength. He guides me in the right path as he has promised. Even as I go through the deepest darkness, I will not be afraid, Lord, for you are with me. Your shepherd's rod and staff protect me. You prepare a banquet for where all my enemies can see me. You welcome me with your honor and guests, and fill my cup with the brim. I know that your goodness and love will be with me all my life, and your house will be my house, my home, as long as I live. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, and thank you, amen, for the 23rd Psalms. As I always say, that is my mother's favorite psalm. That is her favorite scripture in the Bible. Amen.
Yes.
And, you know, I remember, amen, how my brother, my younger brother, every time he would go to court after he get in trouble, you know, and you go to court and your family be there in the courtroom with you, my mother would have her Bible open on the 23rd Psalms. And each time, hallelujah, and this is true, each time that we had to go to court with my brother, he would receive mercy, amen, from the courts. Hallelujah. So God is good. That 23rd Psalm is very powerful. I suggest that everyone would read that from time to time during your daily devotions, amen. And I say daily devotion, amen, not skipping a day, but daily devotion to the Lord. And you will grow stronger, amen, in his wisdom and in his glory. Hallelujah. I just have an announcement, and then I'm going to go on with our message for today. As you know, that we've been trying to find, amen, a location, a locality for, amen, to hold our services. Amen. And, we thought we had one place, but that just didn't turn out right. Amen. However, I'm pretty confident that the building that we have now that we're going to look at is going to be the right place. And so I will give you more details in the near future when our first services begin. When that happens, amen, we won't be having Sunday service on the radio because we'll be, amen, having Sunday service in a building, amen. But we will still have Wednesday services, amen, because that is our, amen, Bible study service. Amen. We still have that because I know that a lot of people are not able still to come, amen, to church for Bible study. Amen. But we're looking at the last week of June, June the 28th, the last Sunday, that is the fourth Sunday, June the 28th, we're designating that to be our opening day for our service. So we will give you more information, praise the Lord, about it. And I'm sure that my faithful ones out there will be there with me. Amen. We know that we got to grow. Amen. Not just grow in numbers. That's not as important as it is in growing. Amen. And the spirit and wisdom of the Lord. Amen. Because the Lord will bring whoever that he chooses to bring. Amen. That would be fitting for a congregation of which the Lord would build for us. So I'm looking forward for that, and I'm joyful over that. Amen. And I just say the devil is a liar. Whatever devices that he tried to throw in my way to discourage me, amen, he cannot stop me from doing the work of the Lord. All right. Now, our message for today is would be coming from the book of Genesis and also the book of Acts. And we're going to put a title to this, and it is, What is Your Name? I repeat, what is your name? A name is very important. You know, it's customary. It's a custom given by our parents or a close relative. Sometimes there can be a close relative that named the child or the grandbaby. However, it is custom that usually a parent or a close relative would give name to that child. And a name is born out of, amen, the personality or the character of that person. And what I mean is that from where I come from my time era, from what I come from, is that when names are given to a child, it has meaning. And, you know, every name has a meaning. It's just that everyone doesn't know the meaning of your name. You know how they used to joke about Orientals, amen, which I think was a nasty joke, but they say they throw spoons and forks up in the air, and when it falls and hit the ground, whatever sound that it makes, that's the name that they would give their child. But that's not true. That's just a racist, you know, name or racist terminology that was given to the Oriental culture. The Indian culture give names to their children, like Thundercloud, Snake Tail, whatever it might be, it has meaning. Amen. It has meaning. And so even with our people, the African Americans, hallelujah, remember, this is where I come from now. When you give a name to your child, it has purpose and meaning, because the individual who is filled with wisdom named that child because they see the spirit in their child. They know the spirit of that child before that child is born. Isn't that amazing? Even before the child is born, amen, the name is already chosen. Yeah. Now, I'm just saying that's where I come from. I don't know about you, but from where I come from, when that child is in the womb of the mother, the name is already picked because of the spirit of the seed that is in the mother's womb. That is truly amazing. So that's why we chose this. My name, for example, was given to me by my father. I was named by him, in which I am a junior. And after that, my son named his son. Amen. That's how we got four generations of the name Emmanuel. Now, Emmanuel means God is with us. That is the identity or meaning of my name. God is with us. Not saying that I am God. It's saying that the God in me is with you. Amen. And so, therefore, the personality and the character that I have, as many of you know throughout the time that you know me, that the Spirit of God is in me. And so when I'm with you, God is with you as well. Hallelujah. That's what it means by letting my light shine. But when you see my light, you are seeing God. Amen. There are many examples, and the Bible also gives reference to the personality of an individual. And I'm going to read something from the book of Genesis, as I promised you, the 25th chapter, and I have it here. If you have your Bibles, you can kind of look over it with me. But it's based on Jacob and Esau. Amen. Now, you know, Jacob and Esau are twin brothers that struggled against each other in the womb of their mother, Rebecca. Esau was named because his complexion was red when he was born, and then his whole body was covered with hair. And so that's the name that was given to him. It's Esau. You know, they're called ruddy. You know, when you say that person is ruddy, that their complexion is red. You know how some people call a person red because they got red hair or whatever, but Esau was, you know, that's the type of complexion that he had. Now, Jacob, his twin brother, came out the womb after Esau. But, you know, Jacob had a hold to Esau's heel. It's like they were struggling, fighting in the womb, who would be first to be born. That is truly amazing. Let me read this quickly for you. The 25th chapter, yes, I got it here. Where are we? Wow, I got to find it. Oh, 24th verse. I'm going to stop from that. 25th chapter and the 24th verse. It reads, when the time came for her to give birth, there were twin boys in her womb. The first to come out was red, and his whole body was like a hairy garment. So they named him Esau. After this, his brother came out with his hand, watch this, his hand grasping Esau's heel. So he was named Jacob. All right? Now, let me continue to read down. 27th verse said, the boys grew up, and Esau became a skillful hunter, a man of the open country, while Jacob was a quiet man, stand among the tents. Isaac, which is his father, who had a taste for wild game, amen, when you say wild game, loved Esau, but Rebekah, which is the mother, loved Jacob. Once when Jacob was cooking some stew, Esau came in from the open country famished. That means he was tired and hungry. He said to his brother Jacob, quick, let me have some of that red stew. I'm famished. That is why he was called Edom. Well, Jacob replied, first sell me your birthright. Look, I'm about to die, Esau said. What good is the birthright to me? But Jacob said, swear to me first. So he swore on an oath to him, selling his birthright to Jacob. Then Jacob gave Esau some bread and some lentil stew, and he ate and drank. And then he got up and left. So Esau despised his birthright. Now, let me give you the meaning of the name Jacob. His name means the deceiver. That's what he was named right before he came out of the womb of his mother, deceiver. So you see how Jacob deceived his brother Esau. He tricked him into selling or giving up his birthright. Now, that caused resentment between the two of them. Two brothers, two twin brothers, amen, but they fought each other, could not get along. They were fighting even in the womb of their mother. And this is Jacob and Esau, all right? That is amazing. But then let me move on here and show you something else, what happened. Hey, man, I'm just flipping my page. Now, as Jacob increased of his knowledge of Jehovah God, God changed his name to Israel, all right? And now I'm going to look at Genesis, the 32nd chapter. You got your Bibles. Just look at the 32nd chapter of Genesis. And I'm flipping my Bible pages here. I'm reading from the NIV version, but whatever version that you have, that is good. Amen. 32nd chapter of Genesis. So I'm giving you time to find that. Amen. And thank you, Jesus. And I'm going to read the 28th verse. Now, before I get to the 28th verse of the 32nd chapter of Genesis, what happened at this time, Jacob, amen, before his name changed to Israel, amen, remember he deceived his brother. He tricked his brother. And that was the type of personality that Jacob had. Even though God had great things in mind for Jacob, but he could not do these things for Jacob until he changed his ways. Amen? Until he changed his ways. And it's important, amen, to change our ways. When we make up our mind that we're going to change our ways, that's when our character or our name would change as well. Your parents give you one name, but if that name reflects, amen, a negative personality, amen, of course you have to, your name, that's when God changes you. He gives you a new name, amen. As I called Faithful, which is Sister Zara's spiritual name, the Lord told me to give her that name. So her name means faithful because she is faithful unto the Lord, faithful in promises that she made to the Lord. And between her and I and the Lord, we know what that is. Amen. And so now Jacob, amen, he had his name changed by the Lord himself. So let me look at the 28th verse. Thank you, Jesus, of the 32nd chapter of Genesis. It says here, then a man said, your name will no longer be Jacob, but Israel, because you have struggled with God and with men and have overcome. See, what happened during that time, Jacob was wrestling with God, amen, as he and God was alone. The Lord sent an angel, and they wrestled all night long. Jacob asked the angel, said, the angel told Jacob as they was wrestling, he said, let me go because the morning is coming. Before the morning comes, let me go. But Jacob said, I refuse to let you go until you bless me. See, that's me wrestling. See, you got to, amen, hold on to the Lord, hallelujah, even in your struggle. Or whatever it is, amen, that we struggle in, amen, whatever it is, we must still hold on to God's unchanging hand until he blesses us, amen. And when he blesses us, there's a price in that, amen. There's a price. You don't get nothing free, amen. We know that, hallelujah, salvation is free. But you still, the price still was paid for our salvation. What was that price? That price was the blood of Jesus. So it was free to us. Amen. But however, the ransom or the price was paid for our salvation. So there's nothing free. Not even the air we breathe is free. Amen. Not even the water that we drink is free. So there's a price in everything. There's a price in every decision that we make, whether it's good or whether it's bad. there is a price that we pay. Amen. When we make a good decision, the price, good things will follow. When we make bad decisions, bad things will follow. That is the principle of the universe, and it will not change. Hallelujah. So Jacob's name was changed because, amen, he was no longer the same person that he was, amen, when he deceived his brother, stole his brother's birthright. Amen. See, his brother was older, so he's supposed to have received the inheritance of his father. Amen. But however, because he deceived him, amen, his brother, he pretended like, amen, he was supposed to have gotten the inheritance. So his father gave Jacob everything instead of Esau. Hallelujah. And that is why there was malice built up in Esau's heart against his brother Jacob. As a matter of fact, Jacob had to leave town because his brother Esau promised that he would kill him. Amen. So that's deep. Just think about how things are today when two sisters or two brothers cannot get along. Amen. Then something have to give. Something have to change. And only God can change that. Amen. We can't change it, but God can. Bless his holy name. Now, Saul, as we know as Paul, amen, let's take a look at that, amen. It's in the book of Acts, praise his holy name, and that's the 9th chapter, amen. And I'm giving you time enough to find that. Of course, I already know where it is because I marked it, but in the book of Acts, and it's all about the conversion of Saul. Amen. I'm going to start from the first verse, but I'm going to give you time, just give you kind of history of that before you find it. Amen. Saul was a man who persecuted the believers in Christ, the Christians, during that time. And he was very instrumental, amen, in the acts of having them stoned to death, even throwing them into the lion's den to be killed. Amen. And that's what you call the persecution of the church. Amen. Even today, now the church is under persecution in many ways. You have leaders who, amen, is instrumental of destroying, amen, the church of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Throwing Christians into prisons, even if they have a Bible. There are places where if you caught with a Bible, you would be killed. And this is a fact. It's going on now today, hallelujah, as I speak. There are some radical Islamic people in different parts of the world who are killing Christians. When they find out that they are Christians, they are literally killing them and torturing them and cutting their heads off. Amen. That's what persecution means, to be attacked, amen, by another people who don't want you to confess your faith in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. You know that is the work of Satan, amen, the work of the devil, amen. He will come after us in any way that he can, amen, to cut us off, to keep the kingdom of God, amen, from rising and from being successful. But, you know, don't worry about that because Jesus already said that the gates of hell will not prevail against my church. I believe that no matter how strong a force come against us, we got God on our side. We got a God who protect us. We got a God who will fight our battles. Oh, I'm getting happy now. We got a God, thank you, Holy Jesus, that heals us when we're sick. We got a God that defends us, hallelujah, when someone come against us and try to slanderize our name. We got a God, praise his holy name, that is able, amen, to keep the enemy from coming into your camp, into your home. We got a God who will warn you of the traps that are set before you before you even step in the traps. God has a way, amen, of making those who set the traps for you to fall into, that they will fall into to their own traps. That's the kind of God I serve. Praise his holy name. So I am encouraged. Yes, I know that persecution comes, but I know, hallelujah, like the song that you heard before I came on and the song I play again as we end our service, Victory, one of the songs that the Lord has given me. Amen. I wrote that song, and it's talking about victory. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. Now, if you follow the 9th chapter, amen, of Acts, and I begin from the first verse. Meanwhile, Saul was still breathing out murderous threats against the Lord's disciples. He went to the high priest and asked him for letters to the synagogue in Damascus. You heard of that, say, the road to Damascus, so that if he found any there who belonged to the way, and the way means, at that time, they didn't call us Christians. The way means the way of Christ, amen. That was the secret name of the Christians or the believers in Christ, because we had to meet in secrecy, because we know that Saul was after us. He was coming after us. So it says, there who belong to the way, whether men or women, he might take them as prisoners to Jerusalem. As he neared Damascus on his journey, and I listen to this, this is very important. This is how he was converted. As he neared Damascus on his journey, suddenly a light from heaven flashed around him. He fell to the ground and heard a voice say to him, Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? Then Saul answered, who are you, Lord? And Jesus talked. He said, I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting, he replied. Now get up and go into the city, and you will be told what you must do. Amen. So now, Jesus converted Saul and changed his name to Paul. Paul, amen, is no longer Saul. let me tell you this. Let me own on this for you. When Paul, or Saul, he had a dark heart. He believed in what he was doing. He didn't believe in the way of Christ. He believed that it was just a cult, and people were just joining this cult and taking them away from their religious beliefs. Amen. That is what he believed. Thank you, Jesus. And so he was very, very diligent in what he was doing. That energy that he had to persecute the Christians, he was so good at it until the Christians was hiding, because anytime they heard that Saul was in town, they would lock their doors. They would go underground so that Saul would not find them. That's how diligent Saul was in his own sin. But after he was converted, when Jesus threw him off his horse, and when that bright light shined, it blinded Saul. You see, it blinded him. He didn't have sight any longer. And when Jesus appeared to him, it was the resurrected Jesus. After he rose from the dead, and then after he went back up into heaven. So he told Saul, why are you persecuting me? Amen. And what that meant is that anything that you do against a Christian or a believer, you're doing it to God. Understand that. Anybody who comes after you, if you are a believer, and persecute you and try to hurt you, you don't have to fight them back. I want to let you know, like I said, God will fight your battles, because whatever they do against you, they're doing it against the Lord. Hallelujah. So after Saul was converted to this man's house and he prayed for Saul, And when he prayed for Saul, his eyes, amen, the scales on his eyes, the cataracts on his eyes fell off, and he was able to see again. But when he was able to see, amen, God gave him work to do. That same energy and that same zeal that he had in a world of evil, he used it to serve the Lord. And Paul, now his name is Paul, Paul became the most prominent and powerful, amen, apostles of all times. He was a kingdom builder. He was a missionary. He traveled and he opened up churches, amen. He saved the lost souls, hallelujah. He prayed for the lost souls. And he was able to, hallelujah, to help others to become ministers as well. So Paul, amen, as we know him now, he's no longer Saul, amen. And I thank God for this lesson today, because if you want to change, amen, you must first change your ways. Hallelujah. You got to make up your mind that you will live for the Lord and he only. Hallelujah. And when that happens, God will change your name. In other words, he will change your character. He will change your walk in life. He will change the way you talk. Amen. You will no longer talk the same way. Amen. And he will change your thoughts. Your thoughts will be higher than your lower thoughts. Amen. He would change the people that you, amen, be with. Amen. And that is because he changed your heart. Amen. Your mind. I know there's a scripture that said, let this mind in Jesus Christ, let me have the same mind. Amen. There's another scripture that says, be not conformed to the pattern of the world, amen, but change. It said, make a change, hallelujah. So therefore, amen, we must be willing, hallelujah, to change, amen, to make this change so that we can live for the Lord. But you can't do it on your own, amen. It takes the gift, and it takes the gift, and it takes the empowerment and the indwelling of the Spirit of God, and which we call the Holy Ghost. Amen. With the Holy Ghost, you must be filled with the Holy Ghost before you can even say you're saved. Amen. When someone asks you, are you saved? And you say, yes, because you know you're filled with the Holy Ghost. And when the Holy Ghost is in you, amen, when he is dwelling in you, he will teach you how to live. He will teach you how to walk in the Lord. He will give you instructions of what or what not to do, hallelujah, when you feel with the Holy Ghost. Because the Spirit of the Lord cannot dwell in a dirty house, amen, in a dirty mind, amen. He cannot dwell there because God is pure. God is clean. God is love, amen. God is wisdom. Hallelujah. So he wants us to clean our house up. Amen. How do we do that? We just confess our sins and we repent. That means when you confess, you are repenting of your sins. Amen. Repenting means that you turn away, amen, from sin. That's what repentance is. It's not a mouth service. It is an action service. Hallelujah. I repent of my sins. I repent of my wrongs. I repent of the things I say that I should not have said. Amen. That means I'm no longer going to say these things. I'm no longer going to have these thoughts because I repent from them. I turn away from them. I repent from people, amen, who I used to hang out with who is not willing to serve the Lord. I repent from them, even those that I love. Amen. I have to repent from those I love if they're not living for the Lord. I have people in my family just like you do. Amen. Nieces and nephews who desire to live a different way. And I repent. I still love them, and I pray for them, but I cannot, amen, keep company with them. Because why? Well, because the Lord says, separate yourself. Amen. Separate yourself from the worldly things and from worldly people. Amen. And that's what it means. And so if we are filled with the Spirit of God, that's what keeps us strong. That's what keeps us to say, no, thank you. Amen. When things are offered to us that we should not have. If we say, no, thank you. And we don't have to defend it. We just say, no, thank you. Now, there's some people say, oh, come on now. No, thank you. And then we walk away. That is the Holy Spirit that gives you that strength, not your own strength, because you can't do nothing. Amen. You can't fight the devil with your own strength. You can't resist him with your own strength. Only the Spirit of God can give you, amen, that type of power, because that is what it takes, amen, to have victory, as the song says. So what is your name? What is your name today? Amen. Is your name, has your name been changed? Did you make a change today? Did you make a promise to the Lord that you're going to walk, amen, on a straight and narrow path that leads to righteousness, amen, as opposed to walking the wide road that leads to destruction, where many people are walking together that leads to destruction? Or are you going to turn around and change your ways? Well, if that's a decision that has been made, that's the best decision that we can make. Lord, on this day, hallelujah, I will serve the Lord. Amen. Just like it's in my house, in this house, we will serve the Lord. Well, we must make the same conviction. Amen. With the Lord said, on this day I will serve you. This day I need your help, Lord. I can't do this on my own. Fill me with your Holy Spirit, Lord God, because I need you. Amen. I need you to empower me with the strength that I need to be able, hallelujah, to walk in these last and evil days, to walk even through the fire if I'm thrown into the fire. Lord, I need your holy power, amen, your spirit to be able to walk and come out of that furnace, amen. If I'm thrown into the lion's den, hallelujah, and the lions are ready to eat me up, Lord, only your power, your Holy Ghost power, will enable me, hallelujah, to come out of that lion's den without being touched. Oh, praise your God. I praise your holy name. Hallelujah. Lord, we're not perfect, but, Lord, we are striving for perfection. And yes, and a lot of people say, amen, I'm human. Well, I'm more than human. Amen. The human part of me is just the flesh, but the spirit in me is more powerful. And so I desire for my spirit, amen, through the power of the Holy Spirit, amen, to be one together. Hallelujah. So daily I ask the Lord to clean me up. Amen. Daily I pray and ask the Lord to forgive me of my sins. Hallelujah. And once you are forgiven for your sins, amen, hallelujah, the Lord will forget that sin. He will put it into the sea of forgiveness. Amen. He will wipe your slate clean. Do you want your slate clean today? Amen. So therefore, if you do, amen, then go to the Lord in prayer and ask him, Lord, I need a clean slate. Lord, I repent. Lord, only to you that I commit this sin. I have hurt others, dear Lord, and I have kept others by my example, even from knowing you, dear Lord. But forgive me for that, dear Lord, for I want my light to shine so that whenever those who see that light, amen, will know that there is a God in heaven. So help me, dear Lord, to reflect your light that you place in me. Lord, let me be the salt of the earth. Hallelujah. But without that saltiness, I would be nothing. So let me be the salt of the earth. What does the salt do? The salt people, amen. I like that. It purifies everything around. See, that's what salt does. It purifies and it takes the stain out of issues and out of anger and all these different things that we hold in us. If we the salt of the earth, amen, we purify everything that we touch. So we are the light and we are the salt of the earth. Lord, thank you for this message this morning. Dear Lord, I thank you that you have given me the wisdom, the knowledge, and the understanding to be able to teach, to be able to open up understanding, hallelujah, of your word. Dear Lord, let those who hear not just be hearers of your word, but be doers of the word. Lord, you made it clear today. You made it clear of what your will is in our lives. Lord, that is why your word cleans us up. It, we got to hear it. How can we have faith unless we hear the word of God?
Amen.
So, dear Lord, I'm going to continue to walk in your glory. Lord, no matter what, I'm going to walk in your glory. I'm going to continue to praise your name wherever I go. And if there's a place where I go, Lord, that would not receive me, dear Lord, then as the scripture says, shake the dust off your feet, amen, and keep walking. So if it's not received by anyone, I just shake the dust off my feet and I keep walking until you send me somewhere where somebody will receive, amen, your word. So, Lord, I thank you. Bless each and every one under the sound of my voice on this day. Lord, let them, hallelujah, know that you love them, Lord, for your love covers a multitude of sins. So we thank you for your love, that we are covered by your love. Amen. We thank you for washing us clean, just like the River Jordan, hallelujah, that we have a spiritual River Jordan that we are wading in right now. Like the song says, wade in the water, children, wade in the water. God's gonna trouble the water. Wade in the water. Sing it with me, saints. Wade in the water, children, wade in the water. God's gonna trouble the water. I'm talking about the River Jordan, the spiritual Jordan. As we wade in the spiritual Jordan River, we are being baptized by the Spirit of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. And I know without a doubt that everyone is being baptized right now by the Spirit of the Lord. And may you hold on to that. Amen. It's so precious. Your soul is precious. Your soul is worth more than all the money that you can wish that you can imagine to have. Your soul. Because God gave us this soul. And he gave us this soul for a purpose. Amen. And one day, coming back, he's coming back for a church or for a people without a spot and without a blemish. In other words, your mind got to be made up. Your thoughts have to be right. I pray for all of those who are still in places, amen, that they shouldn't be in, because we don't know when he's coming back. But if they're there, it would be too late. So, Lord, I pray for those that still suffering addicts, amen, in the houses that they are in, Lord, walking the streets and don't have anywhere to go. Lord, I pray for them that, dear Lord, that you would reach down from heaven and that you would deliver them like Moses, amen, delivered your children from Egypt and from dark places. I know that is my calling, dear Lord. I am a Moses. As my sister told me, and she was so right, I have the spirit of Moses. The Lord, I'm ready. I'm ready, dear Lord, to be a deliverer. I'm ready, dear Lord, for healing. I am ready, dear Lord, as we walk into our church building on the June the 28th, dear Lord, I am ready. Oh, woo! Thank you, Jesus. I am ready. You've done it before. You can do it again. And this time around, hallelujah, it will not close. This time around, it's going to even be larger and greater than the first time. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Well, saints, I'm going to see you Wednesday. Remember what our tribute is. Amen. Name the four rivers that surrounded, amen, the Garden of Eden. Hallelujah. All right. So that's our next tribute. Then I got another one coming up for you. Amen. And it's going to be great. Amen, amen, amen. You know, I just might give it. No, I'm not going to give it out now. I'll wait till Wednesday. I want you to concentrate on this one right now. So, remember, we have the victory. May the Lord bless and keep you as we step away from one another. May he protect you from seen and unseen dangers. May you grow in the wisdom of the Lord all the days of your life. Remember, we have the victory. I love you all. God bless you.